Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We have got a great show for you today. Mary Jane Mack is in the house. We're going to be talking about what is the cause of your allergies. Medical intuitive Mary Jane Mack answers our questions today and questions that some of you have already sent to me. For those of you that know who Mary Jane is, you've heard her on the show. She is a regular, and we are grateful for that. When it comes to wellness, this is the person that we go to. For over 20 years, she has been helping people understand how their bodies work, and when they don't work, help them get the solutions that they want. As a medical intuitive, she sees some things and works with the works with individuals in a very unique way. And hopefully today you're going to hear about how she does what she does. Today we're taking on allergies. We're taking on the conversation of what do they look like in their most inflamed form, and then what are some of the subtleties. Mary Jane, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here on this lovely morning.
It is great. let's start by talking about, you know, how you work with them. Many folks haven't heard the process that you use, and I think it would be so great to talk a bit about what your gift is.
Okay, that would be great. Well, what I do is actually, I follow a technique. I do follow a system when I'm going through the body and checking the body. And in that system, I'm checking the energy of the body. And if the body is out of balance, it will be sending more electricity through the nerve conduction to that part of the body to heal it. So what I'm looking for is what I call hot spots on the body. So I'm actually scanning the body with my hand. And I can do this whether somebody is in the room or if they're in another country. It doesn't matter where you are. If you're not in the room physically, I just do this in my mind energetically. So what I'm doing is tapping into that person's energy. And again, I follow the same system every time because the body will tell me in order exactly what they need to deal with. Your body has all the answers. From the time of conception, you have every emotion, every physical issue, everything is stored in your body, and I have a technique to tap into it to see what's causing the disturbance at the moment. So when I follow this system, the body takes me exactly to the priority, and then what we do is we use nutrition to correct that imbalance and bring the body back to stability. So that the body could start to take over again. The body has the ability, the innate ability to heal itself. And so what we do is give you what you need with nutrition so the body could do that. And people say, well, can I eat a good diet? I do eat well. I do all the right things. I'm taking vitamins. I'm taking supplements. Well, when you can be eating all the right things, but if you don't specifically have that nutrient that you need, you're not going to get well. And with the technique that I do, the accelerated performance system, I'm able to determine exactly what you need. People have cupboards full of vitamins and things that they go to the vitamin store to buy. Well, they're doing the best they can and doing research on the web and guessing what they need. But it's a gunshot method. So what I do is very specific. When I start a person on nutrition, I know we have predictable results. I know that in 2 weeks there's going to be a change, and then in a certain period of time things will go to another level. So it's really so much fun what I do because I see people who have done all the other things, who have had all the tests, who have had all the MRIs, seen the different medical doctors and still have the same issue, and been told that there's nothing wrong with them, and they know that they do have something. So that's what I do, is look for whether it's emotional, physical, or nutritional. I'm able to determine exactly what it is, and then we do a formula of what it's going to take to get you better.
Well, you know, this is something that you've been doing with us now for a number of years, have been our resident expert, and have had some phenomenal results with people. You know, right now, it's hard to really talk with anyone, Mary Jane, that isn't experiencing, you know, some form of allergy. And it seems like each year there are just more and more and more and more of them. You know, so let's talk about some of the symptoms, some of the things that people are experiencing. Some of them are going to be obvious, I think, and some of them are going to be a little bit of a surprise.
Right. Well, the most common is the sneezing and the sinus congestion, the watery eyes, runny nose, coughing, scratchy throat. They're tired. They just don't. They always feel like they're getting a cold. They can be irritable because the symptoms are driving them crazy, and they can have headaches. And what I see is people have bladder issues. They have kidney issues. They can have their faces can be very red. They'll have fever in their body because they're always trying to correct the problem. And why people have more and more allergies today, it's like, for one thing, getting back to where do these allergies really come from? Because when in the springtime people think, okay, it's the trees and the pollen and those things that are starting to bother me. And often in February is when a lot of allergies, people start with allergies. Well, what I see is when the body is out of balance, then you are going to have more reaction to your environment. For example, what I see with people who have allergies to the trees and the pollen and things in the air, often these people underneath are anemic.
Ah.
So it's not, they're having a reaction from the liver because their blood quality is not good. So what I do is just correct that blood quality, charge up the liver so the liver can help make the blood healthier, and the allergies can be gone in a matter of days. So it's looking for where is that allergy coming from. It could be liver, it could be spleen. That's like a common thing with the pollen and things in the air. The other thing I see is people wake up in the morning and they're sneezing and coughing and have a major problem during the night. Well, they're not looking and they think, oh, my allergies are starting. Well, they don't even think about their environment in that bedroom. For one thing, people have down quilts and down pillows and bedding that may not have been washed or thrown in the dryer and freshened up, and those things can lead to allergy symptoms. And often during the day, those symptoms won't be as bad as they are during the night, so people need to pay attention to that. The other thing in the bedroom that causes people will have allergic reactions to is when they have sick electricity. And by sick electricity, I just mean that they can have power cords that leak electricity. How often do you have bed lamps next to your bed or
all
a clock
time.
Radio that's
right.
been there for 20 years? And even if it, you know, it, those cords, and even if they're not there 20 years, they may not be really, the wiring may not be good. So what happens, the wiring gets frayed, and then they leak electricity, and this causes like sick, inflamed bladders, which then causes sinus problems, in which is the congestion, the coughing. So it's amazing when you clean up some of these things and start looking at more than just what's in the air, what a difference it makes to your health and how you feel.
Well, you know, and part of this also is, you know, we are surrounded by wireless and airwaves and, you know, just any number of things today that we've never been
right.
surrounded
and
by.
And they're everywhere. I mean, wireless, you can't get away from it. People say, well, I don't have a computer. Well, that has nothing. Everywhere you go has a computer. And then the lighting, you go into stores with all the lighting and the electricity in stores. And you go to a mall, and think about the electricity in the mall with the lights, with the computers, with everything in there. And people wonder why they don't feel good. But they're not. There are things that you could do to protect you. So this is the other side of it. You know, it's, yes, we live in this environment, but it's being aware of how that environment can affect you, and then knowing that you have to do a little more to take charge to have a healthy environment. For people, you know, you get up in the morning, you have this problem going on at home. Even if you clean up your house, if you go to work and you're surrounded by computers and sick electricity, well, you have to do something to protect you there. We use Polaris products that, you know, you could plug into your computer. They're called Nimbus. They stop the electromagnetic flow into your body, or they have pendants. So there's things that you could use to protect you. The other thing is just using, if you're in an office, checking your surge protectors that your computers are plugged into, and knowing those things don't last forever. You know, people plug things in, and they never change them. And if they're not a good quality, it doesn't mean they have to be expensive. It's the quality of them. It's like more of a shop surge protector, something that you would plug in heavy equipment, something a little better, the wiring is better on it. Something like that is great for to plug in all your computer equipment. And if you get something like that, it might last a couple of years. If you get the cheap, flimsy ones, they may last maybe 6 to 9 months, and you have to replace them.
Well, you know, one of the things we're going to talk about when we come back from break is, you know, how these allergies affect the rest of our body. I mean, it's one thing to have a runny nose. It's another thing to have toxins in your body. And the question then becomes, how do you get at them? How do you get them out? What are the side effects that they cause? And, you know, for most people, we're really used to walking around pretty sick, Mary Jane, aren't we?
I mean, right,
you know,
yes.
I don't know if we know as a society anymore what it feels like to be completely healthy. You know, when you take a look at the level of obesity and allergies, things that are going on, it really seems to be a stretch these days.
Yeah, people think it's normal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Mary Jane Mack about how do we take these symptoms? How do we take a look at what they're doing to our body? You know, how does that runny nose equate to a congested liver? That and much more. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistique Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Hey, Mary Jane Mack is in the house. What I want to do is I want to let everybody know that if you go to her website, maryjanemack.com, you're going to be able to get lots of information about everything we're talking about. And, you know, look for her as a regular on the Dr. Pat Show. We're going to talk throughout the show today on, you know, some of the cases that she's worked on, people that were seriously ill and have gotten some incredible relief. Mary Jane, let's talk about how that runny nose could turn into a toxic stomach, so to speak, or some other things, because it's not just about allergies.
No. And what it is when you're exposed to toxins of any kind, and that could be you just remodeled your house, you painted your house, you have new carpeting, you breathe in all those gases. It could be you have drains that are backing up gases. And those gases, you can't smell them, but you breathe them in, and those toxins then give you what we call a toxic stomach. So now you get, and people just don't feel good. They feel kind of nauseated. Sometimes they don't have any symptoms in their stomach, but you can be nauseated. You could just feel like a burning stomach, not feel good, not sure what it is. Well, when you get those toxins in your stomach and they're not dealt with, what it leads to is H. pylori. So now those toxins also go through your intestine, and then they go through your bladder and your kidney. And so now you get all those poisons and toxins in the bladder cause you to have bladder symptoms. People think they got bladder infections. They think that when they're going to the bathroom all the time, they're not sure what's going on. And then from that, those toxins, this is what so many people are amazed by, those toxins, of course, also affect the kidney. But when you have kidney and bladder issues or inflammation, those toxins and poisons go up to the lungs and sinuses. So what I see is 90% of sinus problems are caused by the bladder and kidney. And that's like a given. When you take care of the bladder and kidney, the sinus problems go away. And you'll see it. I see this in chronic situations with people who have sinus problems. They have surgery for their sinus issues and maybe multiple surgeries, and they still have the sinus problem because they never really, really dealt with what was really going on.
Mm.
So when you, with the system that I do, I'm able to identify where is this runny nose coming from? What's the real cause of this? And sometimes it's just the stomach. So we use nutrition to clean up the stomach. Sometimes it's gone further, so now you got to clean up the stomach and the bladder. But when you clean up the whole thing, then the sinus condition goes away. Or people with chronic coughs, they'll say, they're just coughing all the time. Chronic coughs can be bladder. Sometimes it can be heart, because the heart just gets, from all the everything that's backing up in the system, now the heart gets affected and goes into low energy. So it's when you have these conditions chronically for a long time, then it puts your whole system like in a three, say you'll be a 3 out of 10. So that's how you're functioning. So you're tired, fatigued, you don't feel good. And so, again, it's not just treating the allergy or the runny nose with an antihistamine. That's not going to do it. You treat the symptoms, but you never get rid of the problem. And those are the people that are every year are like waiting, oh, this is allergy time. I got to get on my allergy medication. I got to go for my allergy shots. And it's every year. They don't ever get better. So what we want to do is find the source of it and clean that up. So that's one situation what I look for with allergies.
Well, you know, part of this is it has like a ripple effect is what I hear you talking about, because it's one thing to have a runny nose. It's another thing to have it affect other parts of our body that then affect even more parts of our body.
And exactly. The other thing it affects is your skin. So when you have all these, you know, people, it's like you said earlier, people are living in these conditions and thinking they're part of life and it's normal for them. Normal for them to have allergies. This is what they have all the time. So they don't look for any other solution. So now when you have a sick bladder and kidneys that are backed up all the time or inflamed, then all these toxins, you get them in your sinuses, but you can get all this stuff coming out your skin. And now people get eczema and they get sores and they get rashes and they have fever, red spots on their skin. Often that comes from the bladder and the kidney. So that's when things have really, you know, they've had it a long time when it starts getting that bad.
One of the things that we don't really look at is what happens when we take in toxins and many, many toxins from different places. What are the long-term effects of this? Because this is really what we're talking about in terms of chronic.
Well, long-term effects of having toxins in your body is you have muscle pain, you're sore, you're stiff, you have achy joints, you think you have arthritis, you just don't feel good all the time. You have reactions to everything. It's like some people cannot handle anything in their environment because they're so toxic. And that means by that time, now their parotid gland isn't producing the enzyme it needs to get rid of the toxins. And it's like, well, why do some people get so toxic and why do other people don't? They don't. Well, because their immune system is better, they're able to produce the enzymes to get rid of these toxins, and therefore they wind up healthier for a longer length of time. Where someone else might have been exposed to more toxins at one time that started to shut their body down, and when they don't have the enzymes to get rid of these poisons and toxins, then it can produce pretty severe symptoms that are debilitating and keep people from doing, even leaving their houses.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think we're all faced with is sort of the chronic, and let's just call it the chronic phase of things. You know, there's usually something, the straw that breaks the camel's back. What can we do to let our listeners know to pay attention to something that may show up, like a liver that's clogged up or a gallbladder that's got sludge in it, so to speak?
Well, what I see is the people, first of all, it's like fatigue. People are tired. That's the main thing.
Funny you should mention that. Yeah.
Now they're functioning at a 2 or 3. And when you have all these toxins build up in your body, everything goes through your liver and your gallbladder. So now things get backed up in your gallbladder. So now you could have digestive issues. And then when your body is tired, it produces, the sludge becomes heavier. That means when you get things in your gallbladder, you can't move it through because the body's so tired. Remember when I said your body's functioning now at a 2 or 3, where it should, your heart energy should be a 12. And most of your organs are a 10. Well, if you're functioning at a 2 or 3, you don't have the push, you know, the energy. The heart isn't energetically moving that sludge through your body. And that's how people feel. They're very, very tired. So the longer they have this and everything slowed down, you need help to get this cleared out. And it's it could be a digestive issue. It could be a bladder issue. It could be a sinus issue. It could be heartburn. Could be stiff muscle soreness. The things what I see with gallbladder, with gallbladder issues, you're going to have more right-sided issues. So you're going to have, like, you could have hip pain, you could have shoulder pain, you could have jaw pain. People say, oh, my jaw bothers me all the time. Often that's gallbladder. So right-sided things, and you could be limping more on the right side.
Go to
the chiropractor. You don't hold your adjustments. It's another red flag. Something else is wrong. When you go to the chiropractor and you walk out and you feel the same, or within a few hours, it's because you are not nutritionally in balance and you have something else that's causing the problem. And as soon as you take care of that, then your adjustments will hold.
Wow. Mary Jane Mack is in the house. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about what some of the very specific client reactions have been to the work that Mary Jane has done. You know, what are people living with these days? And what has she been able to find? Mary Jane also works with animals and unbelievable results. She has been helping our listeners for years on the Dr. Pat Show. When we come back, we'll take a look at what some of the people have been suffering with and what she did to remedy folks. This is really changing a paradigm. You know, this is not about 10 years of therapy or treatments. You know, this is about getting right at the problem and getting the right solution. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time. The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Hey, for more information about us, go to drpatlive.com. That's drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com. We've got a lot of cool things going on. I want to let everybody know we just got word that our Australia affiliate will be picking up almost all of our live shows. Those will be broadcast to over 152 countries. So we're really thrilled for all of the folks over there. Sean and his team have been with us for years, and we so love their support. That's very exciting news. Today, Mary Jane Mack is joining us, and boy, I'll tell you, she has helped a ton of our listeners. And, you know, today we're taking on the conversation of allergies. Mary Jane, I happen to have a question that came in through our instant feedback mechanism, and I wanted to just ask you that before we go into specific situations.
Okay, that's great. Wouldn't you love to go to Australia?
Yes, I would love to go to Australia. I would love to do so many things that, and believe me, the Aussies really love us, by the way. Very, yeah. Very cool. This Australia affiliate has been a friend of ours for years, and he went through some expansion as we did, and now he's going to be picking up our live show. So we're very excited about that. The question that came in is, hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Mary Jane. The question I have seems a little odd. Okay, here is the question. I'll read it exactly the way it is. I've had allergies all of my life, and some people say that you can be allergic to the place you live, meaning the city that you live. And I live in the Pacific Northwest. Have you heard that before? Actually, I have heard that before, Mary Jane. Have you?
Oh, I've heard
I was
that
actually
before.
Told. Yeah, yeah.
However, I still feel, you know, you could be allergic. I think a lot of it still has to do with your environment of where you got to look at your house and where you work first. And, yeah, some people just do better in more sunshine and dry weather. Let's face
right.
it.
Well, let's talk about mold, because this person lives in Pacific Northwest, and I was actually told when I moved out here that it's highly likely that I was allergic to Seattle.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if that's true or not, but.
Well, here's what I see with the mold issue or the water issue.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of water around around Seattle with lakes and whatever. And what I see is when people have water, live on water, or have water issues around their house, or they could live several blocks from a lake. It doesn't matter because that water seeps underground. So now if you live in any of those areas, you are more likely going to have types of allergies or health issues from the water. The water can cause mold issues in your house, for one thing. The water, you get more backup of these gases from the water around your house, even though it's in the sewers, but you get more backup of those gases in your house, and you're going to have more allergic reactions. You're not going to feel good. Those are the people that have the gallbladder issues, have all kinds of health issues because of what's going on around them. Now, what we do, if somebody lives on water, I always say they have to have an air filter in their house. They have to. Because if you don't have an air filter, we use EchoQuest air filters. If you don't have those, but what they do is they will actually get rid of mold in your house. So when you put that in, we used to send people home with Petri dishes and have them put the Petri dish in a dark cabinet for 72 hours and then take it out and see what it looked like. And they would be totally grossed out by what was grown in them. Wow. So it was a way to show people what they were living in. And then I would have them, they would buy one of the air filters and put it in and leave it in there. I'd have them leave it in there for 4 days and then take another Petri dish and put it back in the same spot, and there would be absolutely nothing in that dish. So the air machines, you just have to make sure you get the right ones, do wonderful jobs of cleaning up your environment so you could tolerate it. And it's a simple way to do it, because people are spending tons of money supplements and healthcare, where a machine, you put it in there, it cleans up your house in a matter of days. It's just amazing, and it's like night and day how you can tell the difference.
Well, in the Pacific Northwest, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we live in Florida,
any place where it's moist, like New Orleans, any of those places have mold issues. I had somebody, a client in Florida, who had a whole wall of black mold.
Wow.
So I had them get that machine, put it in, and it actually cleaned up. I mean, you certainly wouldn't want to live in anything like that, but it actually cleaned the mold out of that, their little structure that they lived in. So, you know, and the other thing is people can live in wonderful, beautiful houses. They could be very clean, and people think, oh, I don't have mold. Well, with just even doing the technique that I do, I'm able to test their house and see if there is a mold issue and tell them where it is. Mm. We can muscle test every room and check to see where is this coming from. And what I find is when they have like water leaks or they have leaks in their basement, and when I identify what it is, they'll say, oh, yeah, we've had a problem with that drain. Oh, yeah, we've had a leak in there. So it's once you figure out where it is, you can correct it, and little things wind up to be big things, big issues for your health. So living in the Northwest, getting back to that, I say that, yes, you can be allergic to your environment, but first I would look at where you live, what you're surrounded by. Do you live on water? Do you live near water? I think for some people with allergies, that's the worst place to live, near water.
So, you know, when we take a look at this, I mean, you know, this is not just living by the ocean. It's living by a lake. It's, you know, living by any body of water, really.
Yeah, a pond, a creek, any type of water that's standing. Like, for example, I had a gal actually she lived on Lake Sammamish, and she kept coming up with having a congested gallbladder. And finally I checked, and we knew she has filters in her house. We know she lives on water, so she's got an issue there. But I thought there's something else wrong. And then when I tested the property around her house, there was an area that was really bad. And she said, oh, that's where there's a drainage, a drain, and it's backed up, and actually there's water around it now. So she was going to go home and call the city to come and clear that drain or check it. By the time she got home, they were pumping out the drain and cleaning it. So it was pretty amazing.
Well, and you know, that, part of this is really getting and zooming in at some of the things that really are getting at people. You know, we hear a lot about fatigue. Let's talk about that for a minute. You know, there's people walk around and talk about how tired they are, but there's this question of being tired and being fatigued. And I actually don't know the difference. I don't know that many Americans know the difference between being tired and being fatigued.
Well, when you talk about being tired, I think of being tired as somebody that's worked hard all day, done a good day's work or exercise, and then it's kind of like a good tired.
Right.
Fatigue is, to me, is somebody who just can't get up and go. They don't have the energy to go. They're fatigued all the time, and they don't know what it's from. And they want to exercise, but they can't exercise. And they think they're healthy, but they're not sure what it is. Well, again, it could be when you're fatigued, your body is in low energy. And there it could be a number of reasons that's causing that. Now, some people say, well, I have low adrenals, and that's what makes me tired.
Right.
Well, what it could be something else, though, that's causing those low adrenals. So, you know, people are treating the adrenal, but maybe it's your liver and your gallbladder that's backed up that's suppressing those adrenals. So now when you feed somebody, like people are taking stuff over the counter to basically what I say, they're driving themselves. It's like whipping a tired horse.
Yeah.
They're doing things, and they're just driving their body. And their heart is working harder, and they're not getting the job done because they have something else that's going on that's backed up. It's like when you have a congested gallbladder or backed up kidneys, it's like having a plug in your system.
Mm-hmm.
So now nothing can get through, and everything slows down behind it. Your thyroid slows down, your heart slows down. And your adrenals totally slow down, backs up your hormone system. Your ovaries will be in low gear. But once you open up that gallbladder, everything else will usually go back to normal. So you don't have to keep treating.
All right, let's take.
Go ahead.
Let's take a short break because I want to let everybody know what exactly is going on with our system. What does having a good bladder mean? And what do allergies actually cause? You're going to be surprised when you hear about some of the concerns that a backed up gallbladder can cause. Everything from fungus to coughing. Mary Jane Mack is in the house. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back with the show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now. In this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life and health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's great to have Mary Jane Mack here. Mary Jane, thank you for joining me here today. You know, we were talking about allergies, but they have so many side effects that we don't even think about. And we were in the middle of a conversation about the bladder and what people know and don't know about it. You know, let's take a minute to really give people a rundown of what some of the symptoms that might show up as a result of allergies that affect the gallbladder.
Okay, these affect the bladder. So the ones with the bladder are, you can get cystitis, which means inflammation of the bladder. You can get corns and calluses, that has to do with bladder. And the big thing that I see, well, head colds. People who are getting head colds all the time, it's usually not a cold. It's the bladder that's causing that. Anybody who has colds and says, oh, my immune system is really bad, that's usually the bladder that's causing that, and they haven't corrected the problem. And you could get people who cough and lung problems. But one of the other common things that sick bladders and kidneys cause is tooth decay. So when kids are getting tooth decay and, you know, they eat pretty well, it's not always sugar that's causing that problem. It could be the kidney or bladder. And the other thing that I see with tooth decay is thyroid. So when you're always looking for what, if people are getting lots of cavities, what's really causing those cavities? Or if people are having gum issues and receding gums and problem with their teeth, you just cannot just treat the teeth. You got to look for where it's coming from, or they will still have chronic problems with their gums, bleeding gums and receding gums. People who have implants that just don't, they have problems with and they don't heal, or their gums recede again. Often that comes from other issues like the bladder and the kidney. And again, it's about checking the environment. And you just can't take care of the bladder and kidney unless you make sure everything else is right, their home, their workplace, and then you have the whole package put together. And that's what we do in our office.
Well, I want to take a minute to make sure everybody has your phone number and how to schedule an appointment with you. You work with people all over the world as well. So people can work with you through Skype or a telephone and just about any way.
Oh, exactly. We have, I see people everywhere, and I do animals all over the country. I have horses myself, and I do horses and cats and dogs. And so often when people are having other issues or seeing the vets and they're still not getting the answer, they call, and I have a lot of people that call me first before they do that, and we're able to take care of it simply with the right nutrition to get them back on track. So it's fun it's not always so complicated, and that's what I see. People think things are so complicated, and with doing this technique, it's not that complicated, and it makes sense when I explain what's going on with the person or the animal. They think, oh my gosh, that really fits. So it's pretty exciting work that I do.
Well, you know, part of this is understanding what the body needs and getting it to the body. What do you think the greatest challenge is for people
in terms of figuring out what's going on with them from an allergy point of view? What do you think they have to kind of move beyond?
Well, I think first they have to know that it's not necessarily what it seems to be, and you don't have to live with what you have. Things can change. If you think you have to live with something, that's like living with any disease. You don't have to live with it. There's always an answer for it, and there's always, and it's your challenge. It's like, why do you have those things? Everything we have is connected to an emotion, and it's to help us change and grow in a way we never thought we could. And sometimes when you have issues and you feel stuck with them, look at what else is going on in your life that you're stuck with. Because what I do isn't just about improving your health. It's about improving your life, improving who you are as a person, and helping you to grow at a rate that goes beyond what you even thought you could.
You know, you've worked with some people that have had some really serious issues. What has been, you know, your greatest client challenge?
Oh, gosh. My greatest, I mean, when I look at the challenges, it's like, I look at the body and I just do what the body tells me to do. And so no matter how difficult someone thinks it is, it's like by just identifying one simple, like if it's the stomach or the bladder, or whatever it is, can correct so many other problems that, I look for those people who have the biggest challenges, because to me it's not so great. It winds up to be very uncomplicated and simple to deal with when people follow the protocol and do what they're supposed to do.
Well, you know, this is really, it's been great, you know, working with you and sharing, you know, your gift. There are more and more young people these days, Mary Jane, that are feeling the effects of illness. You know, the level of autism is on the rise, and, you know, folks don't really know what to do. I wanted to ask you what your personal message is. What do you want to say to the people out there that could use your help?
What I would say, another young person comes to mind when you say that, who is a early 20s, depressed all her life, feeling that she's never going to get better. She doesn't feel any better. And every week she would come in and she's, well, I'm not any better. But I knew that there was a change. And when you talk about this was a challenge. And the challenge was to be able to get her to believe in herself that she could be different and that there was an answer. And she did not have, even though she lived like this so long, she didn't know the difference on what it was like to be well. And by being consistent with her and every week making a little change, she came in one day and she said, you know what? I think I'm better and I feel good. Now that's the deal, is that there's always a change and you have to look for the dream. You have to look for what you really want and create that.
I love it. Mary Jane, thanks for joining me here today. Take a few minutes and give out your website information and your phone number one more time. Thank you so much.
My number is 888-777-4232, 888-777-4232, and you'll talk to Rhonda. And it's MaryJaneMack.com. So give us a call. We'll be happy to hear from you and help you on your journey.
And look for Mary Jane at some of our upcoming Dr. Pat shows on some of our other networks. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. Make your day the best day of your life. We'll see you next time on the show.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter King has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistique Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.